Thank the Lord for the privilege of presenting another Way of Truth broadcast. This service originates from the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland. And this is Avenue Craig inviting you to stay with us, trusting the Lord will make our broadcast a blessing to you today. We open our service with a selection entitled, He Lifted Me Out.
Yeah.
Jesus did that for us, which no one else could do. Yes, sin is indeed a horrible pit, but Jesus Christ came to seek and to save the lost, and whoever will turn to Him and seek Him, they will find Him. Heavenly Father, we do thank You for Your love that brought Jesus into this world to be our Savior, to be our Redeemer. And we're thankful that we can present the message of truth for Him and about Him on our broadcast today. So may the Holy Spirit accompany our service and make it a blessing to our precious congregation. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Sweet is the song.
For today's broadcast, you are important to God. We read in Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him, male and female created He them. We live in an age where many people do not know their neighbor, and many are known by a number. But the good news is God still knows His creation, and He knows you by name. You are God's highest creation on earth. Let me read from the book of Romans, chapter 1, several verses here. "Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore, God also gave them up to unclean through the lust of their own hearts, and to dishonor him on their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. That's reading from chapter 1, verse 19 down through 25. Now, the scripture tells us that God created man. And the psalmist said, "What is man, that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man, that thou dost visit him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor." The reason man is a little lower than the angels are spirit beings, and man is physical and spirit. I do not claim the monkey as my ancestor. I believe that God created all things by Christ Jesus, and I believe that his last creation was his highest, that is, man. The Bible speaks of mankind as the offspring of God, hath made of one blood all nations of men to dwell on the face of the earth. He hath made one of one blood all nations, men, for to dwell on the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed, the bounds their habitation. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said. For we are also his offspring. Forasmuch then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone graven by arts and man's devices. That's the Apostle Paul speaking to the people in Athens, Greece, recorded in Acts chapter 17, verses 26, 27, and 28. Now, we also read in Ezekiel 18 and 4, where God said, "Behold, all souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine." And we're told in the book of Hebrews that God is the Father of spirits. So we are God's highest creation here on earth. And you are important to God because he cares for you in every need that you have, that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. So we read in Matthew 5:45, part of the Sermon on the Mount. We also read in Psalm 103 and verses 1 through 5, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who satisfies thy mouth with good things. And we read in Acts 14:17, Nevertheless, he left not himself without witness, in that he did good and gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness. Now you are important to God because he loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son to die for your sins. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So we read in Romans 3:23. And we also read in Romans 6:23, For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus coming to earth to die for our sins is the expression of God's love for you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. If when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. So we read in Romans 5:10. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. 1 John 4:9-10. Yes, Jesus Christ paid our price on Calvary. He died so that we would not have to die. Your importance to God is seen in the fact that he has your name and your life's record in his remembrance. And I say, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. Revelation 20:12. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to that which he has done, whether it be good or whether it be bad. So we read in 2 Corinthians 5:10. The foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. 2 Timothy 2:19. You are so important that the Lord has prepared an eternal home in heaven for you. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And in the Lord's Prayer, John 17, and verse 24, we read, Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Yes, Jesus Christ loved us so much that he left the glories of heaven, took upon himself the robe of flesh, came into this world, lived and died, and rose again the third day so that we could be delivered from sin, so that we could be made alive in Christ. The thief cometh but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I am come that they may have life, and they may have it more abundantly. John 10 and 10. In this world, it sometimes is easy for us to think that no one cares about us. So many feel alone in a crowd, but a child of God need never feel alone. God cares about us, and he said he would never leave us nor forsake us, that he had not let us be tempted above that which we are able to bear, but that he would with every temptation make a way of escape for us. So he wants us to accept his friendship. He sent his son so that we could be forgiven and be a part of his redeemed family. What a blessing. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Those who love one another with a pure heart fervently, God has planted his love in our hearts, not only for him, but for one another. He wants to be our friend, and he wants us to love one another, and he wants us to love him and to show our love to him by living for him, by obeying him, and by doing his will. Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. So we show our love to God, and we show our appreciation by living for him, by obeying him, by doing his will. And his will for us is always right. It is always best. Heavenly Father, bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Tell me the story of Jesus. Write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. As the
We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. We trust it has been a blessing. If so, why not let us know? Our mailing address, the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net. Our fax number, 301-739-7173. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. Again, you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine there on our webpage, and you can also listen to a previous broadcast if you would like to. And we invite you to be with us in our services, if possible. They are broadcast live, www.wayoftruth.org. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, our Sunday evening service at 6, and our Wednesday evening service at 7. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to be with us next week when again we bring you another Way of Truth broadcast.
Let me stand on the hills and the mountains that were built by the hand of the Lord. Let the winds that He prepared take my voice everywhere with the truth of the Lord's own word. For I've been touched by the hand of the Lord. I've been touched by the hand of the Lord. My hand up to others since then.